Today, President Bush continues his effort to outline progress in Iraq. In a speech this morning here in Washington, the president is expected to speak of Iraq's economy, how to reform it, and how to rebuild it. To gauge progress there so far, we've reached Yochi Driesen. He is a writer who writes about the Iraq's economy for the Wall Street Journal, and he's on the line. Welcome.
Thank you.
So I understand a few months ago you were in Baghdad walking down the streets there. What did you see?
Well, what you see is stores that are full of new electronics, all of which is clearly a positive. You do see the satellite dishes that are a mainstay of the president's talking points about Iraq. You also see things that are a bit less positive. You see recruiting stations for the police and the security forces that are jam-packed with people. They aren't jam-packed for the most part because people are incredibly patriotic, although you do find that. They're jam-packed because those are some of the few jobs in Iraq that pay a living wage. So with unemployment in the country estimated to be as high as 50%, if you're a young man with a family, it's one of the few places you can go to find a job that pays enough to support that family.
What about restaurants and other kinds of service businesses?
Restaurants, it depends on the kind of restaurant. Restaurants on the low end of the scale are pretty full. Most of the restaurants in Baghdad, especially, that are on the higher end of the scale have closed, either because they have been a target of insurgents or because they feared they would be a target of insurgents. The same is true of a lot of hotels, which have either become taken over entirely by foreign contractors or foreign journalists, or have also closed down.
Are there two economies in Iraq, then?
There are at least two. I mean, you can divide the country economically by region. Certainly, the Kurdish north economy is substantially better than anywhere else in Iraq. You can also divide it somewhat by ethnic group. You know, again, for the Kurds in the north, it's quite good. For the Shiites in parts of the south, because there's more stability, there's at least the beginnings of a stronger economy. In the Sunni areas, but in the center of the country, the economy is very, very poor.
So if we start to sum up here a little bit, in a broad sense, what is right with Iraq's economy right now, about 2.5 years after the U.S. invasion?
What is right, certainly, is that those who have jobs, particularly if they have jobs that are in any way tied to the new government or towards American firms or towards their building projects, are being paid salaries far, far higher than they were paid before. What's bad is that unemployment is astronomically high. There is endemic corruption. And because so much of this, of Baghdad especially, has been taken over by American firms and Western firms, real estate prices have gone up very markedly, which means that many longtime Baghdad residents are priced out of the market altogether.
When you say unemployment is astronomically high, does anybody have a good idea what the number is?
The estimates range very, very, very wildly. The most commonly seen estimates are that in Baghdad, unemployment size is about 50%. In parts of the Sunni regions in the center of the country, in the Anbar province, where there's been very heavy fighting, as high as 75%.
Mm. And you mentioned corruption. How does that affect the ordinary person?
Well, in two ways. If you're looking for a job, you might have to pay fairly large bribes up front to even get the job. Once you have the job, there are all kinds of small bribes you might have to pay just in your daily life. If your car has a problem, you might have to pay a bribe to have it registered properly. You might have to pay a bribe to a police officer should anything happen to you. And so it's just little bites taken out of the paycheck you might otherwise be able to bring home.
Is this the economy that the United States wanted to create in Iraq?
Certainly it has elements that the United States wanted to create. Paul Bremer very famously said that one of his biggest accomplishments in Iraq was creating a flat tax, which at the time was somewhat laughed at because there is no real tax structure of any kind because of the government isn't advanced enough for it. But tariffs are very low, so Iraq is able to import things from its neighboring countries in a way it never did before, which is certainly something the U.S. is proud of. The banking system is being modernized, again, something the U.S. is proud of. But the unemployment in particular is something that, without question, is a major, major drawback to U.S. plans for Iraq's economy.
Mr. Driesen, thanks very much for your insights this morning.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Yochi Driesen. He writes for the Wall Street Journal, and one subject that he covers is the economy in Iraq, which will be the subject of a speech by President Bush today here in Washington, D.C.